Good morning. The storm system that's been cut off from the main jet stream flow along the mid-Atlantic and southeast coasts is only slowly moving up the eastern seaboard this morning. We're even starting with some breaks in the cloud cover over interior New York and New England, so maybe even a little bit of sunshine for some folks. But clouds are thickening steadily from New York City and gradually points north as that system makes its slow approach. Showers not too far behind in the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England to Long Island are heading to the north. Eventually, these showers will pivot to the northwest and west and head through the Catskills and the southern tier of New York. Still on the fringe of this system, most of interior New York and New England will have passing showers from time to time later this morning and into the afternoon hours. The best chance for a steady rain for a good chunk of the day will be in the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. In these areas, temperatures will stay in the 50s. In other locations where we see fewer showers, readings may even approach the lower to middle 60s by early to mid-afternoon. As the system fills in and weakens tonight, we'll have lots of clouds and still a few showers, also areas of fog and drizzle, with lows in the 40s to around 50. That system will tend to lift through the region tomorrow in a much weaker state. At the same time, a cold front will start to dip into the Great Lakes, kicking the system along. So for a time, we'll be in between systems, still with a lot of clouds, though, with both of them close by. And we run the risk of a passing shower on Saturday, with high temperatures in the lower to mid-60s. That front will swing into the region on Saturday night with a good chance of rain late at night. And first thing Sunday morning, most of interior New York and New England will have a steady rain. The rain will end early in the morning on Sunday from Mother's Day from west to east, and most of New York State will be clear of the rain by about 9:30, with the rain ending from west to east in New England between 9:30 and 11 a.m. The rest of the day will go back to increasing sunshine and a brisk northwest wind flow with highs near 60. Briefly, we'll have dry weather on Monday and mild in the mid-60s before another front heads our way with a mix of sun and clouds and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week with highs staying in the middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that Omega block pattern has become established over the continental United States, and this will be rather slow to change over the next few days. Well-defined upper-level lows are evident over Southern California and near the mid-Atlantic coast, and a large ridge over the plains. Temperatures are expected to be unseasonably cool from the mid-Atlantic into the northeast, with mostly cloudy skies and periods of rain from that ocean low just offshore. Onshore flow will increase the risk for minor coastal flooding from Long Island south to the Delmarva Peninsula, and coastal flood warnings have been issued for tides about 1 to 2 feet above normal levels. The same also holds true across most of the West Coast region, with below normal temperatures likely to continue through the weekend, along with numerous showers and elevation snow. The places with the warm and mostly sunny conditions will be the central and northern plains, with widespread highs in the 70s and 80s. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, with a north-northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 41, 69% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.75 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Goodyear, Arizona, to a low of 23 at Williams Fork Dam, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-50s. Boston, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies, with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 47. The average temperature, 53, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 81 hundredths for the month and 9.14 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered showers today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. A few showers around tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, with lows in the middle and upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with frequent showers passing through from time to time today, with high temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also fog and drizzle, with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with occasional showers today, and highs in the middle and upper 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, with lows in the middle and upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with occasional showers today and highs in the middle and upper 50s. A few showers tonight, also fog and drizzle, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers moving through from time to time today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mainly dry though, a few passing showers, mid-60s. Rain Saturday night and early Sunday morning. The rain will end from west to east through the region during the early morning hours on Sunday, giving way to sunshine in the afternoon and a cooler breeze with highs near 60. A mix of sun and clouds mid-60s Monday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-60s, and mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.